Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Did your brother play for all 4 years, starting quarterback varsity?
Yeah, he was a beast.
Wait, he was starting quarterback varsity?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
As a friend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then he'd bring all his friends over and I'd get the shit kicked out of me.
welcome to yet another episode of the Optic Podcast. Today is Dylan's birthday, so first and foremost, shout out to my man Dylan. Happy birthday, 21st. He's not here today because of many different reasons.
It's my mom's birthday, too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mama Hitch.
She turned 21, too.
Oh, shit.
You are
28.
That's a modern marvel right there.
How did that happen?
Exactly. Oprah.
It's crazy.
Oprah did it?
Yeah. She was on Oprah.
Oh.
Benjamin Button thing.
Well,
yeah, cool.
I'm so confused now. It's like, why was she on Oprah? Like, how? I want to be on Oprah. I have a book.
Is Oprah still, like, is she still going? Because I haven't heard from her in
There's
a
been
while.
A lot of scandals at the top recently.
Yeah?
With, like, top celebrities and stuff. I don't know, like,
with
who's.
The pepperoni and all that?
Yeah, I don't know who's, like.
Pepperoni?
What? Yeah, the whole.
Pizza.
Oh, pizza.
Trafficking
gate.
And, yeah, that shit like that. Whoa. Yeah, there's been a whole lot of scandals and stuff.
Well, I think she's an innovator.
I didn't know you were talking about that.
The O Network is valued, I think,
exactly
over $2 billion, I think, at
I'm
this point.
Ass
I don't want to look it up.
Head-ass mood?
Wait, how did we start
Can you
out?
Define a head-ass mood? What is it?
Just like everything's a joke to me right now.
Oh.
You know?
Okay.
Head-ass.
I live that way.
Yeah, same.
I think it's because really whenever I'm around Matt, it's just.
Yeah. Sorry. Same.
Yeah, it's hard not to.
Yeah.
Succumb to it.
Yeah. He's not bright.
You cannot.
Anyway.
Are y'all trying to get healthy in 2021?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Absolutely am.
That's
I'm going to try.
We were talking about that.
That's a lot.
We were talking about the last year because he obviously gained weight. Gained weight.
Well, it's cool if I say it.
Yeah. No, it's cool if like everyone say it. I don't know if the people that say it are like trying to be like helpful or trying to insult you, because with me, it's always been like, helpful, but it's been that helpful where you're like, I don't want your help, but thank you.
Right.
You know, like, you know, you should, like when Jude tells me, she's like, you should eat an apple instead of that gancito, and I'm like
what you mean by
what
that?
What you mean by that? and then I go hard. I'm like, you should go to the hairstylist and
damn,
you know, because we have that relationship. That's my girl.
My mom called me last night. My mom called me last night. I just like check in and shit. I was like, what's up, mom? She's like, what's up? How's the apartment? I'm like, it's good. She's like, you have access to the gym there? And I was like, yeah, I do, mom. She's like, have you gone? I was like, not yet, mom.
Okay.
You can just fucking say it.
You're going to go to the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
We're moving into the same.
Look at you. Right.
Wow.
I mean,
you're with me,
the one that's maintained his scruffiness and physique.
Dude. I did this thing. It was like a birthday stream.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a birthday dance. I was like, whoa.
No,
I don't know why my head went.
It's like this birthday stream, and Blake got us like three different crazy shirts to wear on stream.
Oh, I saw.
And he got me a tank top.
Yeah.
It was the first time I ever showed my shoulders on stream. I was like, I can't wear this.
Is that why it was in the garbage?
I thought about pussing out. Yeah.
You got nervous?
I said, I'm a birthday bitch.
Yeah. Bro, I walk in and I see a girl's tank top there, and I'm like,
damn,
these crazy boys. now I know where it's
Roger
from.
Went nuts the night before. Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about this all last year. We were ordering DoorDash.
Yeah,
that's it, right? And we started talking about it, and weird flex ahead of time. We were talking about it, was like, what do normal people do, right? And we're like, well, normal people won't spend $60 on two bagels and a. And
whoa,
a-
okay, that's gassed. It's not $60. Okay, especially if you have the Dash Pass. which I personally have. It saves me like $6 an order.
Okay.
No ad.
What I was saying is that we are sort of in a shitty position because, you know, we just see it as a business expense, right? Like lunch, you can't get up from your desk. You got to do this and the other. So ordering makes it that easier and accessible for you to get just like really expensive plain burger that only costs you, I don't know, $5 if you take a ride.
Yeah.
But with the DoorDash, with the DoorDash.
It's like 15.
Whatever. What I'm saying is that like that's not natural. People go to the grocery store and more often than not, they pick something healthy alongside with like an ice cream tub. And then when you get home, you're more conscious about the stuff that you're putting inside of you. Since we don't have the ability to go out every single time or once a week, I mean, that's not too hard to do. We're assholes.
Oh, yeah. we're assholes.
You
assholes.
Were saying we don't have the ability, and I was like, well, yeah, I think no, we have the ability.
Yeah. Anyway, but yes, to answer your questions, yes, we are. I've been walking. This is not a weird flex. I'm an athlete, Hitch. I need you to know that.
No, I know.
So I've been walking. And Seth, pick any sport that isn't Call of Duty, and you will get manhandled.
Oh, shit.
You're going to manhandle?
Oh, shit. Yeah. You're
anyway, I've been keeping track of my steps. My record so far in one day is a total of 12,700 in that, which equates to like 4.1 miles. I've been trying to do this like daily. Because
what, do you just walk around?
No, so I'll exit here and then I'll go on a big ass loop twice. Mostly when I'm taking phone calls, which is why I schedule my phone calls between 2 and 4.
So you're trying to walk? You told me you were trying to walk until you're ready to run?
I'm going
to
tell you why. I'm so fat.
I got
right?
you.
That not only is my lower back starting to hurt because of the weight that's being put on the discs.
Right.
I'm no, it's spinal.
Yeah.
Right? So you have that. And then on top of that, my heel spur can't sustain all this weight when I ran. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to start walking and not eating like an asshole every day, starting every day. And then once I lose enough, then I'm going to start jogging and eventually get into playing ball.
And
hopefully.
Then you get hit with some of that chorizo. you get that chorizo and cheese.
Ooh. At Ernesto's on the flour tortilla.
And right there, your whole day is gone.
Boom. Mm. Just like that.
You're chalked.
Have you guys looked at those? Like, I've thought about getting one of those, like, the mirror things or the Peloton or the Fight Club. They're the fight. What is it? Fight Champ things? Or, like,
yeah.
Something you can, like, do as a workout, but it's also competitive too.
Yeah.
Like you can see like leaderboards and stuff.
Oh yeah,
I'm thinking about getting the Fight Champ one. Imagine I just knew how to fight. Oh, I'd be leveling up.
I've been thinking about getting a Peloton.
Peloton is dope,
bro. Yeah. I walk into Seth's very nice home. I go upstairs and I see this relic bicycle from the 1950s.
Yeah,
literally brought it up yesterday.
The medieval.
It's one of those that's also a fan. He says it's also a fan.
It's a fan pack.
Wait, one of those?
Yeah. I got it for free.
They make,
hey, Rocky used that.
They make so much
and
noise,
he was
though.
Real.
That's how you want it to, so that people in your house know you're working out.
The fan's hitting you.
Yeah.
Like, as you're pedaling the fan's going, and it's, like, coming back and hitting you.
Yeah.
So it
dude,
all
I haven't
out.
Seen one of those in forever.
Me either.
Come over. I'll show you one.
Use it.
That's, it gets the job done. I mean, I don't use it anymore.
Does it?
Okay, you're sitting here acting like I've gained, like... a lot of weight. I've gained like 20 pounds.
That's a lot of weight, though. I'm 20.
Over the course of like a year and a half, though?
I have been eating like an asshole for 3 years, Seth. For 3 years, I haven't worked out.
Yeah,
I haven't exercised. I haven't done shit.
Same.
Matt, can you hand me that piece of paper? That's
well,
I would never
let myself get to a point where I was like, fuck. I would sense it beforehand.
You never know.
It just happens?
Literally woke up one day. One day I woke up, I looked in the mirror and I said, what the
yo, same.
What the fuck?
Bro, same.
I wouldn't let myself
get there.
To that point.
Bro, I look at me sometimes and I'll be like, you are an asshole.
Yeah. Like, I'm a little fluffy, but I'm not, you know.
We wear the same size pants, huh?
So?
You're very fluffy.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, anyway, on that note. What'd you say?
You said I just have thick thighs.
They save lives.
It's actually a fact.
You know what I'm saying? They save lives.
I got big legs.
All right, really quickly, on that note, there's this dude named Daniel Hazelton who sent me a letter. It's an application, right? But he gave
taking
us...
taking applications?
No, I'm not. But he just sent it in, and I opened it. So I open everything, and I read the first you know. But anyway, this dude gave me a nutrition guide breakdown.
Oh, he's trying to be your
yeah.
Trader?
He's trying to be all of ours. Oh. Like, he give you breakfast, men, 4 egg whites, 1 yolk, omelet, optional, add vegetables, 1 cup of oatmeal, rolled oats, cinnamon, light fruit, organic raw blue agave nectar. Like, this dude used the word agave in this thing.
The fuck?
Wait, that's, you know, pretty dope.
Pass that to Matt.
What's agave?
Agave is a plant that looks like the tequila plant.
What the hell's a tequila plant?
The spiky ones.
So he's trying to be
aloe vera.
He's trying, yeah, to like aloe vera, exactly, but massive. And there's different kinds, right, Josefo, our in-house Mexi dude. Well, I am that guy, the second guy, the French Mexican. Anyway, let's get on with the topics. Yeah, unless you guys want to continue to discuss.
I ordered like vitamins and stuff, so I just wanted to talk about health real quick.
Wait. For the thing you told me about to like make it bigger?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's been small for so long. Hey, Zuma retired.
I've taken
that. We're not laughing at Zuma retiring. I am sad.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to tell you one thing about Zuma.
It was one of those ones that hit you and you were like, you weren't expecting it.
Right.
At all.
Definitely not expecting that one.
To be clear, it literally happened 1 hour ago when he made the tweet.
Yeah. Right. So I woke up and I was just scrolling Twitter and I saw the post and I was like, oh, he's probably fucking around.
Same.
And then I opened it and I was like, oh shit, he's not fucking around.
Yeah.
It was like one of those. Like, I thought he was trolling. Yeah. Because pros like to do that all the time, which I don't think is funny, but.
Yeah.
Like, because, when they joke about retiring, like.
Because of this incident?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like, I don't know. But it's definitely sad. I mean.
Do you know what happened to his hand?
I don't know. I don't know if it was like an injury that was over time and like it just got worse and worse and worse.
I think it was.
Or if he like hit like a wall or did something, you know, like banged his hand against something and that's what caused it, and then like he rehabbed it
yeah,
like a couple years ago, and then I guess it's back. So
I think Killa had the same thing with his hand.
Yeah,
he had to wear like something on his wrist.
I think I sleep like this.
Really?
I sleep like this. What's and that? Jude like will like try to fix me.
What's that?
And she wakes me up. Look, bro, it's so bad.
Why do you do that?
I don't know. I'm sleeping, Seth. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm developing an extra crease right here now.
What?
Holy shit.
Yeah, you see it?
Yeah.
Like right there.
So from, you sleep like this?
I sleep like this. I'll be sleeping like this. Or like this.
What?
I swear. Ask Jude. Also, my feet sleep like
what?
This. I'm not kidding. I'm
no, you're lying.
I swear. Ask Jude.
You're lying.
Judith, she doesn't watch these videos.
You just like curl inward with everything.
I don't know, but I'm like this. And Jude's like, Jude bought me those casts to sleep like that, and I wore them, and they don't bother me.
Yeah.
I just don't know where they ended up after, you know.
While you're sleeping, you just chuck them shits?
Well,
like
I mean,
them
if there's an activity about to happen, what am I going to just fucking keep on? No, I'm just throw this shit.
Do they look like a bone? Like the casts?
No, it was just.
I was about to say, there you go. They're gone. Henry got them.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think so.
What do you mean if there's an activity? Like if you're there's a.
Yes,
I'd be coming out with the fucking club fist. I was like, wow, what's the wall? Fucking just, you know,
throwing at him?
Just blunt objects. You know, like,
it's windmilling?
You literally have clubs and a fist.
Seth, like any grown human with a family, I have weapons throughout the house and I have a strategy to see.
So do
where
I have a samurai sword tucked under my bed.
It's true.
Why are you laughing?
It's true.
You ever seen Beverly Hills Ninja?
I have not.
That's it.
Have you seen it?
No.
Chris Farley?
He's nope. Like, can't say that I have.
Have you seen it?
No, but yeah.
Chris
Farley. I have. That doesn't strike me that Chris Farley is one of the movies that you watch. Like your comedy is like really, really close to that.
Oh shit. What's that mean?
Like
what?
if he tried to put on a small jacket right now, Black Sheep.
There's a lot of him with him and David Spade. He's hilarious.
He's like, fat man in the little shirt.
What's he
starts drinking along with you.
he just got super.
Hug me, Richard.
I don't know. when he catches David Spade jerking it, like watching the pool, and he's like, "Hey, were you watching the Yankees?" They were gonna do a rest in peace. Anyway, back on the topic of Zuma, I'm surprised. I was surprised because I just did the podcast with him, and he didn't mention it. He didn't, and you don't just out of nowhere come up with this topic, right? You don't just say it out loud one day and like, yeah, I want to retire. So
but
it has to have been in his mind.
Yeah, if you say it, then it's real. So he probably has just been thinking about it
since the podcast, surely.
Yeah. Do you think I did it? It was me.
You might have made him retire.
Zuma, I'm sorry. You can still play. I know you can.
Well, that and then, I mean, that kind of like raises the question of now what do the subliners do?
That's what I was thinking.
Like they just lost probably their best sub player.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So who are the other three?
It's going to be Asim and Hydra now, I think.
Asim's a sub, so I guess it's going to be Asim, Hydra.
But Hydra's from France. Does he speak English? Sort of.
I think so.
Asim, Hydra, Mac, and Clay.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like
Zuma
crazy.
Was really important to that team, in my opinion.
Yeah. Like really important. I mean, for Search and Destroy, especially.
Yeah, Zuma needed to be on that team.
It's gotta hurt, right? Because when you know you have the ability and you know you have the skill to play at that level, and the one thing that's keeping you from it is your own body, that's gotta do.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? What was that? What were you showing me, Josefa?
Oh, they're picking up Diamond?
What?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure Diamond's an AR.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure he is.
Well, yeah.
I could be wrong, but I think he's an AR.
They have Asim now. Asim.
Yeah, but.
Oh, wait. They're picking him up for Zuma?
For Zuma.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
What?
Well, it's not. We don't know.
I mean, yeah, it's speculation, but that.
I bet if maybe.
No, if you're saying that it came from the subliners account? It did not come from the subliners account.
Okay. It's speculation.
Speculation. Oh.
Well, why are you showing it?
Yeah.
No way. Clickbait.
He saw a random tweet. He was just like,
"Oh shit, that's a good title. Holy shit!" I'm gonna make him say it out loud so it's not clickbait. I don't know. I personally think I don't know. I hope that
aren't they gonna have to like scrim with different people first? They can't just pick someone up.
I'm pretty sure Hydra's not in the U.S. Like they've scrimmed with him before, and he's like playing on like 150 ping. He's in France. Like
he comes from France.
Wow.
So that's what I'm saying. It's like a very big.
Like I said,
for the sublines.
They needed Zuma on the team.
Yeah.
The Challengers is filled with incredible, talented players, though.
Yeah, really. I'd take Zuma over every single player in Challenger. I think.
They're good players.
But we can't.
They're really good players, but they're not, like, mentally prepared for, like...
The limelight?
Well, no, just playing against, like, other really... Like, the pro teams are all stacked.
You don't think that Westar like, team could take people?
Wester's really good. Yeah, Wester's good. Oh,
okay. Wester's good, but you got to take into account, too. Like, I'm not hating on them because I think they are really good.
There's, like, a couple
just,
players.
Like, they're just, like, playing again. Like, the AM scene has always done this to where they'll just keep switching. Like, if they don't win the cup, right? Because Wester's won four in a row.
Right.
The other teams that aren't winning the cup, they're just swapping players, like, nothing. Right.
Right, right
they're not contractually bound. So every week, they're just new teams. So they're just beating up on new rosters over and over again.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's going to be easier and easier for Wester, and I think they know that.
And I mean, even then, there's like a handful of players that like would even have a chance.
Yeah.
There's like, you know, there's like, I mean, it happens every year. There's like two or three players that are like the top prospects from Challengers, and they'll like get a chance. I mean, we saw last year, what, Mac last year? Who else came from
the
Challengers?
The Optic guys? Or the
Draza, Spart, Hollow, they all like
I mean,
got Pharaoh, a chance.
Pharaoh came up too, like from that. Like he was like in Challenger for a while.
Yeah.
And then he came up and started winning events.
Yeah, like, he was. So like it's like very, you know, it's like finding the needle in the haystack with Challenger players. If they're actually gonna come up and succeed. So
yeah.
You gotta put them in the right spots too. Like you can't just put like Westar, you can't just split all four of them up and just go put them on random teams and assume that those teams are gonna get better. Like those kids are good together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, it's like Midnight.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't know.
But Wester's
I think they
good.
Could, Wester, if Wester came up together and they got put in the Pro League, right, just for whatever team.
I think they'd be like top six.
Yeah, they'd be like a good team. Yeah.
I think they'd be top six, like to top eight, probably.
But I think they're gonna dominate Challengers.
Oh, yeah.
For like the rest
no
of the
No one's fucking with them in Challengers.
That's like the only situation where it's like, is this like a good setup? Like they should be able to, can they qualify for that? They can't play against us.
They can't
That's
play
so
us.
Wild. Like, there should be at least a way. Or I guess they just dominate and then hope one of the, like, Paris or somebody picks them up as the full roster next year.
I mean, Fire got picked up.
Yeah.
Fire is on Paris. He was a top challenger player.
He was like a top NW player.
Right. Okay.
But still. Like,
but it's hard. But losing Zuma is definitely, A, shitty for the league because he's been really respected. Everyone liked Tom.
Yeah.
You know, always a cool guy.
Yeah.
Big brand, you know, Tom's always been, like, just a cool guy to have around. So it's a big loss for the league and for New York.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works, but.
What do you see him doing next?
Commentating.
It's not easy to commentate.
I know. I think he could do it, though.
Yeah, there's a lot
Truthfully, I think he could do it.
There's a lot of different.
It's got to be hard, man.
I've tried it. It's not easy.
There's a lot of paths.
And
you
I
could
talk
take.
My
well, you
ass
could be
off.
An analyst, which is a lot.
I
or
see
analyst.
More. Yeah,
yeah, not maybe not commentator, just someone on a desk. You know what I'm saying?
Commentary.
I think
is
you
harder.
See, it's like, well, if Maven can commentate,
Facts. Like, come on. I've done that. I met that guy when he was in pieces. And he literally came up and now he's a top commentator.
Like, do you think, like, you could commentate?
No. I've tried it. I've tried commentating.
Do you think he could commentate?
No.
Wait, why not me? Wait, hold on.
Why not
I don't think anyone, because I've known you guys for a long time. I know who can and who cannot.
But that being said, you knew Burke, like, when he was competing.
Yeah, but I could have told you that he could have.
You think so?
Yeah, because...
I didn't know Burke was going to be able to, but he's, like, one of the best.
Yeah.
Well,
because I always thought if you're a pro player, you're not going to be able to commentate.
Well,
I don't know why I thought
that. You kind of develop
the skill,
too. Yeah,
yeah,
that's true. Because you get more reps in it, it becomes more natural. And he has freaking Maven, you know. It's like they're best friends outside the game. It makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like he's getting paired with different casting partners all the time.
Yeah. I bet me and Seth could commentate.
Yeah.
We'd be able to.
Yeah, but no. The
it's
conversations...
literally just talking about the game.
Yeah, but commentating is like play-by-play commentating in very, like, instant, like, in
you
very...
You think if we look at a mini-map and see what's developing, we'd know better than anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you can see the mini-map, it's pretty easy to explain the game.
Like I said,
I can look at a mini-map
I couldn't
and...
do it.
Because you could directly tell the audience what is causing shit to happen because you can see it. It's if you're watching a player POV, it's hard.
Whenever I was...
You don't even look at the mini-map when you're playing.
When you're spectating?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to follow when you're spectating. The minimaps are kind of hard to follow, like, when you're spectating. Because everything's happening so fast. Like, unless someone's going on, like, a pinch that, like, you know is going to, like, be good, you don't really, like, pay attention to them.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Tommy, I don't know.
We're going to miss you.
We're going to miss you, Tommy.
Definitely.
Great
Salute.
Career idea.
Salute.
Yeah, if you want to come on the podcast. Well, the Huntsman Pre-Show. First episode of Huntsman Pre-Show. Huntsman Pre-Show. Shout out, Huntsman. Yeah. Yeah, working name, but we are going to go do it. Speaking of the pre-show, launch weekend for the CDL coming up very soon, shortly. How has scrims been going? This is my issue, okay? You weren't here for this yesterday, but yesterday, Seth, three times, formal maybe once or whatever, they're like, well, this internet is godlike.
Yeah.
Where literally the day before, it's like, we need separate lines and this, that, and the other.
Yeah, you know where that shit came from? It came from fucking Davis's setup. That's where that shit came from.
I got the juice.
Well,
right.
He's
got
they
the
said best that it was shit. Bad the day before, but
it
we
was.
Do need separate lines.
It was bad.
That is a necessary.
Yeah, it's in the works.
Okay, good because
we always have that period because I always prepare for being kicked offline, so it wouldn't be the whole thing. It would just be the stream that goes down and not the competition. I prepare for that, so
because everyone's gonna have it.
Yeah, not everyone, but yeah.
I mean, not everyone, but
well, I think only one team is gonna have that here, and that's. Two teams, us and Envy, because they have
Well, aren't teams forced to play from the same...
They're not... It's not forced as much as it is need to. Because
they need
once
to.
Yeah, of course. We're playing online for millions and millions of dollars
so they're
in a
making
game that
players
has...
play from the same location.
Correct. That's what we've been discussing, I think.
Last year, I mean, I'll say it again, it's a huge flaw in the system. Teams will just put people on every server, so, like, they always have someone on host. Especially with fives, like, last year, you could put, like, two in Chicago, two in Texas, and then, like, one in, like, I don't know, East Coast, like, Atlanta.
Yeah, that's why Florida was so good.
Yeah, they just had the best
split.
They
had it everywhere. They were everywhere.
Do you guys bring that up in the players' meetings with the league?
I mean, in what way? Like,
I tell it to you, and you have owners' meetings, so.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know.
Like, when you guys have your...
We definitely talked about, like, when it was an issue last year, we talked about server changes, like, adding more servers, you know? So, say I was in Cali, right? Whenever we played against a team, there wasn't even an option for the other team to veto Cali, right? That was one thing I was kind of pissed about, because, like, we'd be playing against teams, and the vetoes would be, like, fucking Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta. But, like, not even taking into account that I'm on the West Coast. Like, I'm part of this shit, you know what I'm saying?
I'm on the team.
You guys should throw a server in that's somewhere by me that they have to veto or some shit. Because we put in Chicago private match.
Yeah, they should have done like a Vegas server. Did they have a Vegas server?
No.
No, they didn't.
It was just Cali. And we put it on Paris.
It's kind of hard to critique because it was so...
I got shit on.
It's kind of hard to critique because it was the first year and we didn't expect it to happen. But, I mean, we get neutrals like... Like Troy will just be like, yeah, I got a Chicago neutral. You know, like...
The Get Good host?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's neutrals out there. I just don't.
I don't know what sort of technology you need. So it's not. I'm assuming it can't be just like, here, put this computer here in fucking Las Vegas and everybody.
And boom, you know, server.
They write server. S-U-R-V-R.
Well, they
server.
Probably.
It's like a WeWork station somewhere. Yeah,
they probably have to make a dedicated server and allocate that server to just separate, like, lobbies.
You are so smart.
I mean, that's the only way it would work.
Too smart.
Like, the server's not the host. You know what I'm saying?
But the host is the server.
Yes. If that makes sense. So they have the server, and the host is the... I don't know. Never mind.
Yeah. That's
but
how
you know what I'm
now,
saying.
Imagine how complicated it is to actually do it with people who know that.
Yeah, you can't even think about it.
Like, you can't even think about it, right? They have to do it.
Create it.
Like, I'm saying they make a server, like... Whoever the publisher is, like MemW, whoever, they make the server and then somebody hosts the server. You know what I'm saying?
Let's move on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're
Someone
saying.
They make the server and then somebody just hosts it. Like they control it.
No, when you
the
say
bugs
make
eat
the
food,
server.
The bugs get the food. They bring it to us. eat the food.
What a good movie. Holy shit.
They come, they eat, they leave.
I don't know.
Bugs Life.
Bugs Life. Shouts out.
Wait, yes, I have. Is that the ant one?
The grasshoppers.
Yeah, grasshoppers. Yeah, I've seen that.
Don't worry, it just came out. You got
no. It did not just come out.
I don't want to spoil the shit for you.
All right, next up.
Next topic, and I don't know why it's on there, but apparently Dr. Disrespect is...
talking about owning a CDL.
Team. Again. Is that right, Matt? Yeah, essentially. What do we have any context as to when he said that?
You know, just over the course of the last couple of years.
Yeah. Okay, so let's do this, right? Like, and I saw... who was it? All right, somebody else was talking about how old players or people who have been endemic to being the faces of their organizations. I think that large personalities, like Tim the Tatman lives in Florida. I think that if I'm Tim, right, you know, obviously he's behind the scenes. I'm sure he's an entrepreneur, businessman. There's a lot of money coming into that household for him not to be expanding into other things. So in that, and I play Warzone nonstop. Like, I don't see a reason why he doesn't reach out to Ben Spoon and is like, yo, I want to own part of your team. Let me be the face of your team. Like, mm-hmm. that team immediately becomes so much more valuable and brings so much to the table that it can work for big streamers like that. It could work for Dr. Disrespect if he wanted to launch a CDL in San Diego. Obviously, he and I have had our own secret conversations, Jake and Tactical Rab, and we're not going to talk about them, but guess what? Something is happening.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No, maybe. I don't know. Am I telling the truth or am I just helping my boys out there to make a good title?
Get Doc over here, bro. That's my boy.
Yeah? Bro, I do love Doc.
Doc would be great.
I'm going to send you some of these voice messages that he sends me on a weekly basis. They're inspirational in his voice, but they insult you along the way. It's kind of cool.
Right? I don't get
those. He talks to you in character?
Yeah. Well, sometimes. Well, when he texts, I just read his regular voice, but when he... sends
he's
me
so
voicemail.
Because sometimes when he DMs us, like he DMs like TST because I don't know we're boys or whatever. Yeah. sometimes he's like in character and it's yeah. We drop Warzone today, and then sometimes it's like, hope you guys are doing well, guys. We're like,
nah, he's the man.
I don't know. I think as I was saying, I think there is something to be said to have. You know, people like Ninja's Valorant team. Does he have a Valorant team?
I don't know.
He's on a Valorant team, but
called Time In, right?
Yeah.
Wait, really?
Like his shoes.
Like he owns it?
Yeah.
He probably owns it, right?
Well,
if it's just Time In.
Yeah. Well, it's like his team. I don't know if
it's his team and he plays for him as well?
Right. Okay. So I don't know if he's like, it's like an org or if he's like, hey, let's play Valorant. Let's
call some money. You play for me now.
I think he's pretty gross at Valorant.
Yeah, he's nasty.
I've seen his clips. He's pretty gross.
Oh, I mean, yeah. You expect it from somebody like that, right? Anyway, back to the Dr. D stuff. I think that personalities like that is like a no-brainer for me because it helps, you know, the league. It helps the team. It, more importantly, it helps themselves, right? Because they're owning an asset and they're like, yeah, you know, here I am, the entertainer, you know, entrepreneur, whatever. But this like solidifies you as like a corporate business dude because you're putting your name attached to something. You're putting maybe your money or you're putting your sweat equity into it, and you own a franchise spot in a league that will be worth a bunch in the future. So,
well, what if there's no expansion? How would that work?
What do you mean?
There's no teams right now.
You're saying for him to own?
Huh?
You're saying for like Doc to get?
Yeah, there's no team for him to get right now.
No, but he could team up with someone. Like if he hit me up.
Oh yeah. I thought you were saying like his own team.
All I'm saying is that all I'm saying is that it would be good for any org to have a massive personality be the face of said org.
Like what Vicstar did, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like Vicstar and the power of the sidemen is just unmatched, right? So if you have Vicstar, somebody who's been playing Call of Duty since fucking Modern Warfare 2 and has been making videos and montages.
The best game.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But you know what I'm saying? Like that makes total sense. When they announced that in the owner's team, like I hit up David and Amish like separately. I'm like, yo, love the move. Fucking good job. Get that done. Right? In Tim's case, now Ben Spoon is not only a super stand-up dude, but he's also in Miami, Florida, and that's where Tim is. So that would be like an easy.
Imagine Tim in like a Mutineers. Yeah. I almost said Sliders. Mutineers like fit on the beach.
Yeah,
like in a seltzer.
That's right on brand.
It brings
right.
so that's much. Like, it brings so much traffic to them.
Right.
Yeah. That's think about that homestand, right? Think about that homestand where you have a stadium and Tim's doing a meetup.
Right.
And he's the MC of the whole thing. He comes out, does talks the whole thing.
That'd be sick.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that there is like cool. that does exist. For people like I think people like Nick Merckx could also do it, but he's part of such a big organization already that like that benefits him also. But I think all these people like have the opportunity to do something like that.
I didn't think I always think like the LA event, Chicago event, but I mean if FaZe does it right, which they will, that Atlanta event.
I mean we had Atlanta last year and it was
Well it wasn't that
huh?
It wasn't that good, was it?
No.
Yeah, but wasn't that like right before
COVID?
COVID?
It was the last event.
It was the last event.
We got reverse swept. That was the last time we played on land.
time we played on land, we got reverse swept. We were undefeated until then.
We were on a good
pace. We were up 2-0. We were on
We had them on the ropes.
We were on track to be 9-0.
Yeah.
And then we got reverse swept.
Yeah. So at the Atlanta phase one, shout out Paul Hamilton. That's my boy. He's the CEO over there. He's like genius dude. Like next level sort of genius, but he had Offset come by. He had like some other athletes also be a part of this thing. The cool thing about that is that Offset brought like 200 kids from like a charity that he does, which was super cool, right? Introducing kids at that age to esports as an outlet, not just necessarily traditional sports. That's super super clever.
That's cool.
Cardi B was not there, but I did see like I said Offset. Oh, I met Little Boat. What's his name?
Lil Yachty.
Lil Yachty. Yeah, yeah. Met him. What's up? Know about you because of FaZe. You're the man.
Yeah.
I like the way that he's like a gamer, right? Like he is Logic. Same thing. Like Logic just launched his own thing, right? But then it sort of fell apart. And what was it called?
I don't know.
He launched an org?
Yeah, he launched an org.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Anyway, so I also do see that there's going to be people like that start coming into. What was that dude's name? Holloway in his interview with UFC.
Max Holloway.
Yeah, Max Holloway. You played with him. Like he said in this interview, UFC interview with how was the fight? He somehow incorporated the fact that they needed to nerf the DMR and something else.
Oh yeah.
Mid interview.
That's cool.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like that's cool. Call of Duty has had a really good record of attracting that sort of cool.
Right.
Always. The only other. Esport that I think is like that is obviously Fortnite with Drake and all that, but Counter-Strike with Neymar, right? And Neymar's rumored to be making an entrance into esports this year. I just don't. I if he doesn't do a phase, like
Neymar
I don't know.
Plays soccer.
I know okay. that. Yeah.
Yeah, Neymar, the guy that like you go like this, and he throws himself. Favorite, one of my favorite personalities. I'm not talking shit. Like I admire the dude, but.
You see, Messi got a red card for the first time in his Barcelona career.
No,
slapped somebody? A dude. Yeah, yeah.
He slapped
somebody.
Yeah, that's my goat. He was like running, and then he looked to see if the ref was looking. Pow! The dude
just slapped him.
Oh, he threw himself.
He got slapped.
Do you think?
that's hilarious.
You think bringing in athletes like that benefit the?
Hell yeah,
let's
get Messi.
There's no bad thing that can come from that, right?
No, but I mean there has been opportunities where people like that come in and they're more about saying, yeah, I own an esports team than being ingrained in the esport, in the content, going to every single event.
Like
I totally forgot
Gilbert Arenas, wasn't he part of like I swear to God, he was part of Halo back in the day. Like, he was one of the first people.
Yeah.
And, but, like, he I don't know what he did exactly, but he was part of MLG in some way.
Yeah.
And he was all about it.
Dwight Howard, was that an MLG event?
Dwight Howard was at an MLG event. A bunch of people were there.
Dude.
But they've never really done
it. I haven't heard anything about Post Malone and Envy since the announcement tweet.
Yeah.
It's like true. Kind of stuff happens, like, all the time.
It's, like, hype for, like, a week. Like, then you're, like, you check back in a month, like, is he still part of that?
Yeah. He's just a co-owner. The best one is probably Bronny, right? That's the one that I see all the time.
Yeah. But
Bronny and FaZe.
Yeah, but even then, like, he doesn't own a part of FaZe, but he's in FaZe. Right. That, to me, is, like, more organic than, you know, my pops fucking put money into this thing.
100%. Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I think that there is definitely a benefit to having that sort of, like, us with Shaq, right, in energy. Yeah, but, like, he's so busy that the access isn't necessarily always there for something like that. I mean, Andy hits him up for announcements, like, all the time, and he's always willing to do that. Like, he did it with Benji Fishy, like, that the little cameo stuff. Yeah. But I don't know if that is actually going to help unless you ingrain yourself in esports. Because this isn't, like, a traditional sports where, like, there's an owner in the back, like, all the way in the back room, like, doing whatever. And then there's, like, a layer of employees, and then you have that. I think that in esports, more than anything, since we're so forward-facing and outward-facing community, that you do have to be a part of, like, those videos, or at least show up to an event for a photo shoot. 100%. You know what I mean? So,
like,
I don't know.
We see you, like, it's in esports. You just see, like, the owner. Like, you just know the owners. You know what I'm saying? Like, where if I were to watch an NFL team, like, I wouldn't recognize the owner at first glance. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you just don't follow it much then.
Well, I mean, you couldn't name every fucking owner in the NFL.
Besides,
no,
I could name
Who
owns the Eagles?
Obviously not.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, I have no
idea. See what I mean? It's his team. He doesn't know.
Who owns the Eagles? Like, I don't know.
You don't know your own owner?
No, but I don't follow the NFL like that. Like,
you follow the Eagles like that.
Not really. I watch their games. I don't follow, like,
that's what
their
I'm saying.
Back
in,
office.
In esports, who owns FaZe?
Temper?
Yeah, see? Easy.
There's a
bunch
of them.
Yeah,
who owns
also
Cloud Nine?
Banks and
Bingo.
No.
I don't know.
Who owns TSM? Right, like
Reginald, right?
Yeah, you know all these.
I didn't even know that.
Yes, yeah, I knew that.
You would have
Reggie.
That's like a goat.
TSM, hell yeah.
He's been around forever.
He's a legit. He's a made man. That dude. You know what I mean?
He's cool, dude.
Yeah. So in esports, you do have that forward facing person.
I guess it's just how closely you follow whatever you're following. I don't. Yeah. I'm not trying to take down your argument, but
you know what I'm saying. Though? I just feel like when you look at Optic, like, you're gonna see Hector, like, right away almost, if you just look up Optic content.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, I agree with that for sure. Yeah.
It's just easier to see who's like you're so transparent in esports, like as an owner, like, you want them to feel like, you know, like, this is my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you guys to like us. Like, I want you to be involved with our
Whereas in the NFL, it's more.
It's just like, I mean,
hidden,
like,
and
it's like, don't
keep our team.
The
like,
scenes.
They're nasty. Like,
everyone's behind. Everything's behind the scenes, and I get that.
I met a billionaire once that owns a team, and went out to lunch. We're having lunch, and a waitress or something is like, asked him who he was. He's like, oh, I'm a nobody. Just calm. Like, nothing. He's like, somebody else was paying for lunch, but she knew who he was. We were in Austin or something. She knew who he was because that's the sort of fame, but he didn't admit to who he was. And you think about it, and I'm like, I wonder why. It's like, well, you're a billionaire. You know, you have to protect yourself because somebody could say, it's like, wow, he grabbed my ass. I was like leaning over to drop a soda or something. So I get it from that perspective. So
also, if you're a billionaire, you don't.
I don't want people to know me.
Yeah, you don't become, like, a billionaire for fame at all.
I don't want people to know me at that point.
You just love money if you're a billionaire.
You have so much money,
on your come
just
up,
like, you're like a target.
Million,
right. Yeah.
Like, people,
you get
the billion, like, you're just laying low.
Fuck
just,
that.
Like, chill,
you're legit a target.
You're
when you have that much money.
Fuck. Yeah, you're probably paranoid as fuck.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to.
You're just cool with being a billionaire.
Yeah.
I'm chilling with my security detail and shit.
What?
The fear in his eyes to admit it.
I don't think it's anyone's place to talk about their financial anything.
Hell yeah.
Like, anyway, hell so yeah, I think the level of accountability, the level of accountability too, and I understand the risk on Tim, right? I understand the risk on Doc. They have a really good thing going for them, and if they continue to do the things that they're doing, they're going to continue to be more successful and more opportunities are going to come. When you own a team and you're the face of that team and your team sucks, that's just another layer of people talking shit for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's but true. I mean, that's going to come with anything. They get that just producing content.
I know,
yeah.
But here you go, as another, you know.
Who cares? They're not the ones playing
they care.
Or anything.
I care.
It's not like they're getting personally insulted for their performance. It's like, obviously, people are going to have their opinion on like, oh, drop this person, but that's why you hire a GM.
Right, but
someone.
If you're like a
so it takes the
minority
blame off of
owner,
you.
Like, you're not. Like,
do we have a GM?
And that as well, huh?
Do we have a GM?
Yeah, me.
Do we have a GM, Mick?
Yeah, me.
Yeah, it's probably accurate, actually.
Right.
I mean, the GM are you guys. You guys are the ones that pick
we,
who.
Yeah, we make the
decision. Yeah, we're the GM.
Yeah, we're the GMs.
Us two.
Yeah.
Peace, Dylan. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Dylan.
It's been real.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, Hector, I will say this. Hector's always been very, very good about giving us like the responsibility of like he never has blocked something that we have thought would make our team better or be a good decision.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like trying to think.
I mean, maybe you
no,
have. Maybe
we,
you have.
We've voiced our opinions on yeah. dropping.
Well, yeah, you'll voice your opinion.
And, you know what I'm saying, several times.
Well, yeah, you'll voice your opinion, but at the end of the day, like, you don't want to force.
At the end of the day, when I say goes.
No, you don't want to force your players into a position they don't want to be in.
Yeah.
Because then that just makes it worse.
Yeah, bigger headache for me if you guys aren't happy. Like, at least here, like, you have the illusion that you guys
have
something.
Yeah, we have all the power.
Yeah. The illusion that I was talking about.
So you and Ian are best friends now again? That's dope, man.
I mean, I guess. I don't know. It kind of caught me off guard.
Traitor.
I don't know. Yeah, that was the only time I spoke to him. So
I woke up. I saw him on tweets.
Text him right now.
I didn't talk to him after.
I checked Twitter and I was like, what the fuck?
You were jealous?
I didn't know if he.
You screenshotted it?
Well,
LOL.
I didn't know if he actually wanted an invite to like, because I had a couple people over for New Year's.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know if that was like him saying I want an invite. And it was like, invite him. And I was like, nah, it's too soon.
You invite him and
you
like egg his car and shit?
You can't just squash beef and then be like, yo, come over.
You could have baited him.
I think you can. I would have, but I know how you are.
That's how me and Nate squashed it. He came over, we played ping pong, and the rest was
bro, that was the cutest day ever.
He was so cute.
They were just playing ping
pong.
Just laughing like.
Me and Nick were like.
No, well, for the record. I know, that may have seemed weird to you, but we were texting like
before that. You just didn't tell us.
Like we were video chatting and shit.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it been life?
Me and Nick went to go eat, and he was like, dude, Hex loves it down there.
Well, down where?
In the basement. Oh. Just in the basement.
Wait, what the fuck? Yeah, it was weird. I don't do good with not being friends with people I've been friends with
neither.
For a long time.
Me neither.
Yeah, me neither.
I would not be able to sleep.
It's not. I mean,
here.
It's not an easy thing for anyone to go through. It's like a breakup moment.
Yeah.
What?
I was sleeping just fine when I had to talk to this fucker.
No, he wasn't. This was Seth.
I would be at events and shit. I just a random promo come to me. I'm like smoking a cig. They're like, dude, Seth wants to stop talking about you. I'm like, what, again? And he's like, yeah, Seth, he's saying he wants to make up. And I'm like, oh, fuck that.
Is that real?
No, that's serious.
Everyone that I have ever personally dropped, I've never had a problem with them. They've always had a problem with me.
Well, yeah, you're dropping that.
I mean,
yeah.
It's
fucked up.
The guilt goes with those who do the breakup, not to
but
the
it's
ones
not like I had a
up.
Problem with the people that I was dropping. I just thought that it needed to happen.
Just thought I sucked.
And Krim was a different story that I want to tell my side of the story because, but I can't.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Now that you're friends again.
Yeah, but.
Does that mean you're his best man again?
Okay.
Set back on?
Too far.
Pro athletes in esports?
That's
fucked
up.
Anyway, guys.
That's fucked up.
Oh, my bad.
He doesn't give a fuck. I will say this. Having this refreshness in this content is good.
Oh, for sure.
Just somebody that says it like it is. Like we need it. You, my brother, like are the only ones that could probably get away with it.
Oh, Pedro doesn't give a damn.
Yeah, so
he's hilarious.
He's hilarious.
He's funnier than you.
Yeah, because he has no filter. I have to watch my mouth.
He always gets defensive. You know how to make Hex tight. That's what the comments always say to this. Seth knows how to get
yeah,
it.
Like,
name one
younger brother anywhere that doesn't know how to push his brother's buttons. Name one.
That's
doesn't
true.
Exist.
That's true.
The younger brother's always
funny.
I'm an
only child. I don't
that's,
know what the
that's what
the
younger brother
of
always
a
says.
Sibling it's like.
But Jordan, hilarious.
My brother?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
No, his brother's cooler and better looking, and he's got all that shit going.
Like
okay,
I said,
well,
funnier. Who's a better athlete?
That's funnier.
Anything
though.
Else?
You're funnier.
Did you play college ball and throw footballs?
He didn't play
at
college.
A collegiate level.
He didn't play college football.
Oh, now you're hating on him?
No, it's just a fact.
He didn't make it.
Well, did you play football in high school?
for like 3 months.
Did your brother play for all 4 years? Starting quarterback varsity?
Yeah, he was a beast.
Wait, he was starting quarterback varsity?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
As a freshman.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then he'd bring all his friends over, and I'd get the shit kicked out of me. By fucking D1 football players.
Swirling you and shit?
Yeah. They gave me typewriters. They'd sit on my shoulders and go, "You will never say that again. Ching."
No, what? Wait, yeah. This is like a really weird story. You got to keep going on this. Anything else happened?
That's what it's called, a typewriter.
What I never heard of it before in my life.
Huh? They locked me in the basement.
Oh, God, keep going.
Centipedes.
Keep going.
I threw up blood.
What else happened?
Because of the typewriter or because of the centipedes?
Centipedes.
The centipedes made you throw up blood?
I was freaking the fuck out.
So you started throwing up blood?
Just a little bit, but.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know. Keep going. Keep going.
What
else? What
else happened? What else?
You can make a documentary.
What else you got? What else you got in there?
All my childhood traumas?
Yeah. It's like, it all makes sense. It's all starting to come together.
What else you got?
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Why are you so deathly afraid of spiders like that?
Oh, centipedes.
Shit. Or everything.
Are you scared of centipedes now? Like, actually scared of them?
Centipedes are just scary things.
Are they to you? Because they're not to me.
There's like 100 legs just.
Actually, that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
I'm not like spiders are the only thing.
While they're doing it,
human centipedes are pretty scary too.
We were just talking about the
human centipedes. Oh, we were.
Yeah, we gotta move on.
We were
pro athletes joining esports teams.
We already said that. We covered that.
Neymar,
human centipedes, right?
Oh, we did do that.
Yeah, I like.
Oh yeah, human.
No, it's like
it's in fine print.
Seth's childhood traumas.
Oh yeah, my brother. I mean, older brothers always kick the shit out of little brothers.
Actually, yeah,
that's
a fact. That's my brother.
Dude, I remember when I was a kid.
You're younger than your brother?
Yeah, I'm younger than my brothers. So one summer specifically, I was just such a little asshole. I would go into his room and shit and like just throw something at him and be like, "You fucking loser." And then he'd chase me down. He'd kick the shit out of me. As I was walking away, I'm like, "You're like a pussy." Just because I wanted attention and shit. I was so bored. He'd kick the shit out of me again. I was like, "Bitch." I'm like fucking crying and shit. I'm like, "You bitch."
That's hilarious.
I just wouldn't shut up.
Did you ever do that to your brother? Like pick a fight with him just for no reason?
No, we never like actually fought.
No, he was getting tight.
We played like tackle football or like knee football. He'd be on his knees because I was hella small.
Yeah.
And I'd have to try to get by him and he'd slam me into the like into the side of the table.
Yeah.
My head. That's why I'm so fucked up.
And your mom's like, "No."
Huh?
Was your mom like?
Oh, she didn't see it. I didn't cry. I wasn't a tattletale.
I'm talking about.
My brother
once blamed me for finishing the soda. We met in the kitchen. Right, I walked down. This was the time I was like 23, so he was 13. Wait, that doesn't make sense. I was like 25. He was 15. Anyway, he was in high school.
10 years older than your brother.
Yeah, 10.
That's crazy.
What?
I know he looks way older though.
How old's Pedro?
30. 30. You're gonna be 31 in December this year.
Wait, Pedro's my brother's age. That's actually crazy.
I know. That's how old I am. But we met down in the thing, and I walked down there. I don't know. I was getting ready to leave or something. He's like, "What the fuck are you always fucking drinking all the soda?" And I was just like. I put my shit aside, and he was just, like, looking in the fridge, and I was like, "Woof!" Fucking hit him hard as fuck. Oh, he's like, "What the fuck?" And I'm like, "Say something." And he's, like, a little bit taller, and I'm like, "Say something." My mom's upstairs. Bro, but I hit him hardest. I hit him as if I hated him. Just check his ass, because if you don't check them, they get out of control.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Bro, but I hit him hard as fuck.
He's like,
"What the fuck?"
He's a big guy.
Though. This other time.
He'd kill you now.
I don't know. It'd be a good fight, I think.
No, he'd kill you.
No, it'd be a good fight.
It'd be a good fight.
Let's go, Hector.
No, I get it. Look, you spend too much time with me. You see me as the kind dude. You know what I'm saying?
No,
I do not see you as the kind dude.
You play poker like you are in real life because you're aggressive.
Yeah, I'm aggressive. Anyway, this other time, my brother did something in school. I'm not going to tell you what my brother did in school. I'm going to tell you. All right?
Fuck it.
He gets caught fucking with weed in his wallet. Right?
At school.
Yeah, at school. He comes home, right? He comes home, and mind you, he's in high school. He's like 15, right? He's like a freshman. Gets caught with weed in his wallet. Fuck, puts it.
What's he like? Yo, check the shit out.
Smash. How you gonna smoke that shit?
Check the shit.
Anyway, he gets there, and I'm like, I'm in the kitchen. I just got home from work, and he's sitting down, and you know, whatever. And I'm like, what happened? And then my mom's like, "He got caught doing this, that, and the other."
Do you get like, what's the offense? Do you get like any, like offense for that?
No. Because I don't think it was. It couldn't have been a lie. It was in his wallet.
Tell your parents some shit.
Yeah. So they come home and then I'm sitting there. I grab my food. I'm fucking hyped. It's my mom's food. We got home from work. I'm about to eat. And then my brother's just sitting there like fucking pissed off. And he's like, "You're making a big deal out of nothing." And she's like, "What do you mean I'm making a big deal out of nothing? Blah blah." And I'm like, he looks at me. He's like, "Bro, tell her." And I was like, I'm like, "Tell her what?" He's like, "Toe's not a big deal. Tell you smoke weed." And I was like,
he ratted you out?
No. Yeah, he ratted me out.
So
I fucking hit him in his fucking face. He's like,
damn, he like tried to pass guilt.
Yeah,
right? What the fuck?
Nah, he. Anyway, that's he did fuck. That shit. I fucking hit him hard as fuck. I know I hit him hard because his eye immediately, like the inside of his eye, turned red, like the white part.
Oh no.
So brothers,
you guys had a much different upbringing than I did.
Yeah. Anyway,
all of you.
I was like, we had a conversation afterwards. I'm like, why would you do that? Like, you don't do that. He's like, man, to be honest, man, I was so scared that my dad was gonna get home, and I was just like trying to defuse the situation as best I could.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I get it. But don't do that again. Yeah. Like, telling me. He's like, yo, tell her it's cool. I'm like, no, it's not fucking cool, right? You're a fucking freshman. I have a full-time job. I pay bills. I could do whatever I want. You know what I mean?
He's 15.
Yeah, you're 15. Yeah. But he's like a big 15-year-old. Like, mm-hmm. He was leaner and obviously like just as big. But
yeah.
Anyway, that's a good brother. So you're the only child?
Only child. I played with dolls.
Mm. Yeah, I respect
that.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
Like, dolls are like Gundams. Like, there's a big difference here.
Yes. Were you playing with Ken and Barbie or with Chitara and Lionel?
It's nothing to be ashamed of.
You two played with Barbies?
Barbies? Whoa. Actually, funny Barbies. Story. I used to take the Barbies under the bed and like.
What? Whoa, that is going to do it for this episode of the Optic
when
Podcast. Thank you.
No,
yeah, that's even worse.
Problem.
We'll see you guys next time.
I was curious.
Leave a like on the video. I was curious.
I'm not even trolling.
No, we believe you. That's why we're stopping it.
Kennst du dieses Gefühl, wenn du eine neue Brille aufsetzt? Genau. Und jetzt stell dir vor, du erlebst es gleich zweimal. Kauf zwei Brillen oder Sonnenbrillen in Sehstärke und erhalte das günstigere oder gleichwertige Glaspaket geschenkt. Gilt für ausgewählte Glaspakete. Alltag oder Sonne. Brille oder Sonnenbrille. Deine Entscheidung. Klick auf den Banner und entdecke 2 für 1 bei Apollo.